Hi there, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called Success Secrets for Women in Business. It's an interview with Linda Hollander. It wasn't long ago that Bags to Riches author Linda Hollander was just a typical person unhappy with her life. She hated her low-paying job, the people she worked with, even the guys she was seeing. Then one day, she had an epiphany. She didn't have to live like that. She could take control of her own destiny, so she kicked her boyfriend to the curb, quit her job, and started a business that was so successful, she teaches others how to do it too. And in this audio interview, you'll hear the success secrets that got her there. Linda says most women let fear stop them when it comes to starting their own business, but all they have to really do is know how to feel the fear, turn it into excitement, and deal with it. And she says, as a young woman, you already have what it takes for success in business. Innate, built-in skills of nurturing and relationship building that go hand-in-hand with sales. So in this interview, you're going to hear how to capitalize on your women's intuition and other feminine traits as an entrepreneur, and a quick analogy that points out just how powerful they can be. You'll hear why Linda says you need to think octopus instead of elephant when it comes to your marketing, what that means, and the three areas you should apply it to. You'll hear about an overlooked marketing strategy you may want to think about because so many marketers blow it off as old school. It's become fresh and responsive again. You'll hear about two things you should try to picture when you're going out for sales that will keep you focused, excited, and on track. And you'll hear about one last task Linda says you should do as soon as you wake up in the morning so you feel a sense of accomplishment no matter what happens the rest of your day. You'll get a quick look at how to build capital and business credit for your dream startup. And you'll hear a little known business lesson you can learn from Estee Lauder. Linda says you have to be the one to fight for your own dreams in life because no one else is going to do it for you. But the key is action. If you start taking consistent and persistent action towards building your dreams, you'll probably find it's a lot more rewarding than just going through the motions every day with the same old job. And in this audio interview, you'll hear Linda's success secrets. Now let's get going.
Hi, this is Chris Costello, and I've teamed up with Michael Senoff. Today we are excited to have Linda Hollander, author of Bags to Riches, 7 Success Secrets for Women in Business. Linda, thank you so much for joining us today.
Great to be here, Chris.
So, Linda, you have worked with some amazing clients over the years.
Absolutely. I have. You know, I've worked with Disney. I've worked with Nissan. I've worked with Sears and Ocean Spray and Warner Brothers. And, you know, when I was doing the comedy club circuit, you know, me and my girlfriends would go to the clubs, and we saw a young comedian, and he worked clean, and he was just amazing. And I said, boy, that guy is going to go far. He has star quality. And that guy was Jerry Seinfeld, and we did work for his show, Jerry Seinfeld, and I got his autograph because we printed it on a bag when I was doing the bag business. So entrepreneurship has been just the most amazing ride for me as far as our clientele. We worked with a lot of the entertainment business, a lot of health and fitness businesses, a lot of leading edge companies that everybody knows.
So your book is fantastic. I've got to say, I really, really enjoyed it. And one of the things you talk about, you give a really good roadmap on how women especially can build a successful business.
Absolutely, because I feel that one of the ways for women to get truly empowered is to learn about entrepreneurship, to learn how to start a business and how to succeed in their own small business. And I've been doing that and teaching that for over 20 years.
First, let's tell people a little bit about your story because it's a really interesting one. You started out kind of an artist type person, right?
I was the furthest thing from a business owner you could get. I was an art major because everybody who saw me draw or paint as a child said, my dear, you have to become a professional artist. And so that was my area of study in college. I took no business classes. I thought business was completely boring. And I studied art and then came out of college. I could tell you everything about Rembrandt and the old masters and painting techniques, but I had no business sense whatsoever. But then I had to support myself. And I supported myself by getting sales jobs in art galleries. And with these sales jobs, I learned that I did have a talent for sales. I did have a talent for marketing. And I really enjoyed it. And then I found that business could be every bit as creative as art is. Business can be every bit as stimulating and as dynamic as art is to me. So that was kind of the epiphany and the beginning of my realization that, hey, business is kind of cool. And for women, it's kind of cool, too. And before I started my first business, because I'm a serial entrepreneur, before I started my first business, I was working in a terrible dead-end job. I mean, my soul was crying out. I had to fight Los Angeles traffic to get to the office in the morning. I had to work with people I didn't like, didn't trust. And on a personal side, I was in a relationship with an abusive man, and that lasted for 4.5 years. And that was because I had absolutely no self-confidence. But one day I had another epiphany, and I said, I don't want to live like this anymore. I don't want to be a victim. So I fired my boss and I dumped the abusive boyfriend, and 3.5 weeks later, I met my adorable, supportive husband, and we've been together for a while, and making that choice to strike out on my own was the start of all the good things that happened in my life. I was able to travel, I was able to teach, I was able to work with my best friend. Remember I said I didn't like working with people I didn't like and didn't trust, so I was able to build my dream team, and it's just been an amazing ride. So I thought, whoa, I want to share and impart this information to other women that you can be the master of your own life and your own destiny.
And your transition story was pretty interesting from the corporate world. One where your boss came in and basically announced they'd be sharing your cubicle with you there and looking over your shoulder. That was any corporate worker's nightmare. And two, you simply announced to your friend that you were going to start this business, right?
I did. I called my best friend in the world. Her name is Cheryl. And we kind of developed the concept of BFFs before anybody else, because we've known each other since junior high school. I mean, talk about best friends forever. And we started the business together, and the business was a business making shopping bags, which is why I have the brand name of Wealthy Bag Lady. And we grew it to a multi-million dollar business because we had clients like Sears and Ocean Spray and Nissan. And it was a great business. The shopping bags that we made, you see in malls, you see at trade shows. And then while I was in that business, a lot of women came to me and they said, Linda, I don't get it. How do I do sales? How do I do marketing? How do I build my business? And I would give advice. And so I started a coaching business. I wrote the Bags to Riches book that you talked about. And then from the Bags to Riches book, I did a book tour.
You're obviously a lady that's walking the talk. I mean, you started a business. It was hands-on. You were doing all the work yourself, and you've built it into a multi-million dollar business and all these other exciting things that you're doing around it. So what are some of the things that you think are critical for women to focus on if they're going to have a successful business?
Okay, there's a few things. I'll go over a couple of the success secrets in the book Bags to Riches. And the first success secret is that you've already got what it takes. And you know what? I can't really teach you anything. I could pull out the greatness that is already inside of you. And I want you to capitalize on your feminine strengths. If you are a woman in business, your feminine strengths are your intuition. We've all had that gut intuition that told us not to do something or told us to do something. And when we didn't listen to that, I mean, think about the last time you didn't listen to your gut. I mean, how'd that turn out for you? Not that well. So we have this great intuition and we don't always listen to it. The other thing that we as women bring to the table is relationships. We are the relationship tenders of society. And business, even with all of the tech and all the information that's out there, and I've watched it develop from no tech to high tech, is still about relationships, maintaining relationships, keeping relationships, starting great relationships. It seems so simple, but if somebody refers business to you, picking up the phone and thanking them, sending them a quick email. I refer so many people to each other, and I hardly get any thank yous. And when I do, I will refer more business to that particular person. So basically, you know, you've got to fight for your dreams. because we are in some really challenging economic times. But I think having your own business is the best defense against the economy because you don't have to depend on an employer for your livelihood. You don't have to depend on somebody else to establish what you're worth. You know, in fact, when I was working as an employee, I kind of thought to myself, I thought, how dare they put this price on what I can earn? I can earn an unlimited amount of money depending on my ambitions and how smart I am. And that's what you can do in your own business.
So, Linda, obviously, some of the challenges for women in business you just mentioned are sales, okay? And there's an awful lot of women that don't want to talk about sales. They don't feel comfortable selling things. What are some of the mistakes you see women making, maybe that you even made yourself early on?
Well, that brings us to another one of the Wealthy Bag Lady's secrets, and that's number 5, and that is sales is nurturing. So don't think of sales as something you're doing to somebody. Think of sales as something that you're doing for somebody. Think of it as the ability to serve somebody. Sales is nurturing, and I say that because as women, we are the nurturers also. And, you know, just think of when your kid comes to you and they've skinned their knee and you have to bandage it and put something on it to clean it up, or your best friend wants to talk to you about a problem, or your husband says, let's get away for the weekend, and he wants some nurturing, or your animals or whatever. That's what sales is. The new paradigm of sales is that a client, a potential client, comes to you, and they're coming to you with pain. They're coming to you with problems like that kid with the skinned knee, and they're asking you for brilliant solutions, which you will offer. So you will listen more than you talk in the new paradigm of sales. And if you can't help that person, you're going to be honest and say, you know what, I can't help you, but this is somebody who can. So you're going to be attached to them making a decision of some kind, but not quite attached to the outcome of them buying from you. And that's, you know, a little challenging when you're first starting out, but you'll realize that this way you are going to attract only your ideal clients. And you know what? There is nothing like the euphoria of closing a sale. It is the ultimate high, and it's not because it makes your bank account bigger, but it's because you get to be of service. You get to help that person make their lives better, because we're all in different businesses, but we are all in the life-changing business. We have something that is going to transform a life from where they are to where they want to be, and that is really what sales is about.
For more interviews on health, mind, body, and spirit, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. So one of the things, Linda, that people struggle with is getting the word out about their business, marketing, that kind of thing. What kind of advice do you have for people on that?
The advice I have on marketing is to do a multi-pronged approach to marketing. And the secret that talks about that, the secret in the book, is that the octopus is mightier than the elephant. And if you think of the two animals, there's an octopus and there's an elephant. So let's say the elephant wants food. And she takes the peanut from her trunk, puts it in her mouth, takes another peanut, puts it in her mouth. It's slow and it's very inefficient. But then the octopus is multi-tentacle, so it could do a lot of things at one time. And this is what your marketing needs to be. It needs to be many different kinds of marketing. So, of course, the buzz right now is social media. But social media is one form of marketing. Email is another form of marketing. Telephone sales is another form of marketing. Even the old school thing of flyers and brochures is another form of marketing. High touch methods like public speaking and networking, that's another form of marketing. So you have a lot of lines in the water at one time. Most of these that I've mentioned are pretty low cost to no cost. So as a small business, you could compete with the larger companies. You could be the David competing with Goliath, because as a small business, we can be creative and we don't have to pass everything through a committee. I can have an idea on Monday and put it into practice on Wednesday. And octopus marketing, it's elegant, it's efficient, and you need to do 3 types of marketing. You need to do high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech marketing all at the same time, because otherwise your business is a house of cards that can collapse. Most people, what they do in marketing, and women are especially guilty of this, is sitting and waiting by the phone. that's not a good marketing plan, because what if a competitor moves into your territory? What if the business climate changes? What if the economy changes? You know, all these things can happen. And if you have a way of bringing people and bringing business into the door, making people know about you, then your business will weather any kind of economic storm.
It's so true. A lot of people are just totally relying on social media and email marketing these days. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is the numbers involved in that are just huge to get a return, unless you've really already got a built-up brand or recognition.
Yeah, and get into things like, this is going to sound so old school, but direct marketing, direct mail, sending mail out. Because you know what? You don't have hardly any competition there anymore. Because everybody's gone to email because of the cost factor. It's easy. It's fast. There's no cost or low cost. But try something else. Just try a few things. Do a small test. If your small test works, then you could take it wider.
It's a miracle these days to get a letter, isn't it?
It is.
So, Linda, another thing a lot of people, and women especially, struggle with, and you hear it on teleseminars all the time, you hear it on events, anywhere that women are in a room together, the whole concept of fear and getting past your comfort level. And you talk about in Bags to Riches how this was a challenge for you, too, at one point. What can you tell people? How can they get past that fear?
Chris, it's a challenge every day. And you're never going to eradicate your fears. So just know that you will always have some level of fear. Success is knowing how to feel the fear and deal with it. So you feel the fear and you turn it into excitement, because fear and excitement are very close emotions. And when I first started to do public speaking, that's what I did. I was so fearful. You know, I had to hide my hands for the first few minutes I was on stage because they were shaking. I put them behind my back. I turned the fear into excitement. Another way of getting past your fear is to have something like, you know, I have girl power songs that I play. It could be a little thing like that. It could be something that takes you to an altered state, like the way music does. I play I Will Survive, you know, it's kind of my story. And I used to play that when I was driving to sell big companies a pretty big purchase order. Another way to feel the fear and do it anyway is to imagine the reward at the end. Imagine how satisfied that particular person is going to be once they have your product, once they have your service. Imagine the life change that's going to happen for them. Because remember I said we're all in the life-changing business. Imagine what it's going to do to you and your inner circle and your family, the financial rewards that it's going to bring to you. And know that in the comfort zone, absolutely nothing will happen. Like your thermostat in the comfort zone, but when you get past that comfort zone, that's when things happen. That's when you build those memories. That's when you really have what we know as peak experience that change your life forever. And once you do a few of those feared things, you'll do even more. And what I think and what I talk about is that you should do your feared thing first. That thing that you fear, whether it's making a sales call or whatever, and we could just make that a feared thing, make that sales call that has you worried, that has you anxious, make it the first thing in the morning at 9 o'clock. Then you will have a feeling of accomplishment all day that you did that thing, rather than in building up all that psychological baggage in your brain by procrastinating.
And how much is practice a part of it?
Practice is a big part of it, huge part of it, absolutely.
Another thing that is in Bags to Riches, Linda, is a very interesting chapter on getting the financing that you need. And that's another subject that women tend to, and some men tend to, shy away from. How can you keep that from holding you back?
Most people, when they're first starting their business, they get financing the wrong way, and I totally did this too. They use credit cards. They use personal credit. They use family. They use friends. They use what we call bootstrapping to get the financing they need when you're first starting your business, because it is a challenge if you're a startup to get that financing. Most banks want to see you in business for 2 years, and most funding sources do. What you want to do is you want to get a business credit score rather than a personal credit score. This is called the Paydex, and you get that from Dun & Bradstreet. Dun & Bradstreet is one of my sponsors, but they're a really wonderful organization, and they can show you how to get a Paydex score so you will not risk your own credit So you will not tank your personal credit as an entrepreneur, which happens like so much. And so you can also go to family reunions because, you know, when you've borrowed from Uncle Carl, you can see him again at a family reunion and not be uncomfortable. Also, if you have private investors, and that's how I started with private investors that were family, that were friends, and credit cards, and, you know, really, really did a lot of serious bootstrapping. If you have private investors, please pay these people back before you eat, before you put food on the table. You are going to pay back your investors. Otherwise, you will never be able to come to them again for any type of loan, and you will totally, totally burn your bridges. But if you pay them back on time, if you pay them back well, and some people may not even want interest in your family, they just want their loan repaid, or they may want repaid at the same amount they would have made if they kept it at a bank, the same interest, that's really the way to do it.
So, Linda, what else do you think is really important for people to know?
Well, I get asked all the time, what is the difference between successful people and those who just dream of success? Can I tell a quick story about Estee Lauder?
You sure can.
Okay, because Estee Lauder is one of my mentors in business, and a mentor can be somebody you know or somebody you've never met. So she is a mentor. She started her business in the 30s and the 40s. There were no women running global conglomerate companies at that time, but that's what she wanted. So she made her cosmetics at home on the kitchen sink and on the stove, and she took them to the local salons and did what we now know as makeovers, and she would try them on women and give them a little sample, and she was the pioneer of gift with purchase. She invented that whole program that everybody else copied and used now, but she knew that to take her business to the next level, she had to be in department stores. So she found out there was something called a buying office, and if the buying office liked your cosmetic line, they could put you in department stores all over the country. So this was a really important meeting for her. She showed up at 9 o'clock, and, you know, they wouldn't even see her. Can you believe that? She was just sitting there. She was the only woman, and a lot of men came and went, and, you know, she's still there. Remember, she's got no cell phone. She's got no laptop. She can't do Facebook. She's sitting there. She is just like feeling invisible, probably was close to crying. They go to lunch. They come back. They're probably whispering like, is that crazy woman still here? 5 o'clock rolls around. She's there like a piece of furniture. Finally, the buyer emerges. She says, oh, my God, are you still here? And she says, yeah, I'm still here. She says, you have been so patient. Let's see what you got. And that was the meeting, the turning point of her business. They got her into all the department stores. There is what's known as real estate in the department stores. If you'll notice, the next time you go into one, she has the best real estate. She has the Estee Lauder line. She has the Clinique line. She's got the Bobbi Brown line. She's bought a men's line. And it all happened because of that one meeting, because she had the vivid vision and she took action. So action is really the difference of what makes the successful entrepreneur. So no matter what you do after you hear this, take some kind of action toward building your dreams and toward building that dream business that you want.
And that is just a great story, and even more great stories in Bags to Riches about Estee Lauder also that were just phenomenal, an amazing story of her climb to success. So, Linda, we want to thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you. My pleasure, and it was wonderful to be here.
That's the end of our interview with Linda. I hope you found it helpful. For more great interviews on marketing and advertising and entrepreneurship, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.